Tomorrow in Dallas, ExxonMobil will hold its annual shareholders meeting, and at that meeting will be representatives of Amnesty International. Amnesty bought shares in ExxonMobil so that it can introduce a shareholder resolution at the meeting, a human rights policy for the corporation. This is the first time that Amnesty International has bought shares in a major U.S. corporation to try to influence the company's policies. Commentator Chip Pitts says that it shouldn't be the last.
Globalization has shifted power from governments to other players. Terrorist networks like Al-Qaeda or non-governmental organizations like Amnesty International. The biggest beneficiaries of the power shift? Global businesses like ExxonMobil. These issues are coming together at tomorrow's shareholder meeting in Dallas. Energy companies like ExxonMobil have always been found in some of the most conflict-ridden parts of the world. If ExxonMobil were to show leadership in human rights, I think other U.S. companies would likely follow. After all, human rights matter to the human beings who make up the company's employees, customers, and investors. With modern communications, however, the issues are also a business risk. Companies like Exxon face new questions about acts that used to escape scrutiny. For example, Exxon's contract with overzealous governmental security forces in Aceh, Indonesia, led to a lawsuit here in the U.S. Other multinationals, like Reebok, already recognize that human rights compliance is good for business. While Reebok still has far to go, it has discovered that its reputation and profits are hurt when it is complicit in human rights violations like sweatshop conditions in its factories. Without a policy explicitly referring to human rights, it's all too easy for Exxon or other companies to dodge these issues by saying that they're not the company's business. By saying that human rights are part of our business, the company creates a culture in which it's okay for employees to raise the concerns. Businesses finally played a very significant role in freeing South Africans from apartheid. So businesses are not all bad, as some in the anti-globalization movement believe. They can, in fact, be the best engine for creating jobs, decreasing poverty, increasing equality and opportunity, and spurring social progress. But to achieve these goals, Exxon and other businesses must become more aware of their social and human rights responsibilities. Amnesty's resolution at tomorrow's shareholders meeting probably won't pass on this first attempt, but Amnesty has the support of other more powerful shareholders, like the AFL-CIO and the New York City Teachers and Police Pension Fund. The issue won't disappear anytime soon. It is time for Exxon and other U.S.-based multinationals to step up to the plate and use the power they have to work toward a better world, the world their employees, customers, and shareholders are increasingly demanding.
Chip Pitts is an international lawyer and businessman based in Dallas.